And, of course, we are staying on top of other stories, other news that is happening. And one of the guys who helps us with this kind of news would be the one and only Todd Flood. Of course, he is an attorney and managing partner at Flood Law. And to me, it's not difficult to figure out what's legal, what's not legal. It's legal to protest. Well, you have a constitutionally given right to protest. You do not have the right to threaten people, make people feel threatened, or keep people from going or doing their regular business, whatever it might be. But there are still people who question and wonder, so we'll ask the attorney, Todd Flood, what is legal, what's illegal during a college protest, and protected speech, what is that? Again, this is a no-brainer for me, Todd, but let's hear what you have to say. Good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon, Paul W. I'm envious to be at the place you're at right now, but you know, it's clear. You hit the nail on the head. It's not rocket science, what's right and what's wrong. Schools obviously are a place of ideas and free speech, but when free speech collides with the simple, fundamental, basic right of an education, of students going to school, and not disturbing that piece of students having the right to their education at the university. When you can show demonstratively that an education is being basically curtailed from these, and I'll say these protesters, many of them hired, many of them out there, not even students at the university, but trying to get the inertia of that going, that they are clearly disrupting, you know, the school and what its mission is and what the rights of the students are. That balancing, you know, this is not pure speech. This is not the Tinker case that was back in 68 when, you wore an black arm sleeve and quietly protested against the Vietnam War. That's not this case. This is actual violence that's taking place. And it to me, sickens me that, you know, students at U of M, at UCLA, from all over the place, have had their educations disrupted because a no-brainer call. If you're going to disrupt the rights of others and you can show it, the school, the university has the absolute right. We've given this to the states and to the schools, both through Title VI and through the Constitution, that you have a right to prohibit that activity. This is not, to me, you know, it shouldn't be sophistry of someone trying to come out and opine or have you posit that, hey, listen, this is a disruption of the First Amendment. No, there's violence taking place. There's a disruption of what's going on in the school. So I think universities need to look at Title VI and need to be responsible for making sure that the environment that they take our kids, my kids, I have three of them in school, universities, that they have the right to have an education.
Look, peaceful protests have happened at my alma mater, University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, at lots of commencement addresses and on campus all the time. You have a right to protest peacefully. Nobody is trying to take that away from you. It's when you disrupt activities. Do not let things happen that are supposed to be happening. Do not allow people to get where they need to go. Keep classes from being able to be had. And much worse than that, you are crossing a line that you do not deserve to cross. This is pretty simple. So don't be yelling at us, oh, free speech. What, that, this has got nothing to do with free speech. Your right to protest peacefully, your right to free speech, ends when you start making me feel like I'm attacked, for example. Keeping me from my class.
No question. And the great line out of the seminal case from at Iowa back in 68 was simply this. Clearly, the prohibition of expression of one particular opinion, at least without evidence, that it is necessary to avoid material and substantial interference with schoolwork or discipline is not constitutionally permissible. So in other words, if it does substantially and materially interfere with schoolwork, you can prohibit it. University presidents calling in the police department or the Michigan State Police, and look at what happened at graduation at U of M, your alma mater, where they had the huge disruption at the graduation. They have the right to call in law enforcement. And then when it becomes that of interfering with that education, there's a problem. And I am a firm believer in the First Amendment. I am a stalwart with regards to free speech, except for when it crosses exactly what you just said, Paul W., when it crosses that line of what the purpose.
You know, a man just dropped off a little Rona, those little rubber band bracelets. Treat others the way you want to be treated. That's kind of perfect with what we're talking about, isn't it?
Right there. And everyone should be mindful of what Title VI is all about as well with regards to universities.
Always a pleasure, Todd Flood, attorney, managing partner at Flood Law. We thank you for your expertise. And so far, we thank you for never sending us a bill.
Thanks for having me, Paul W., as always.
Thank you, Todd, as we continue. 1242 WJR.